It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 53 of the Podketeer Podcast. Being recorded live at the Disneyland Resort, as per usual. Well, I'd say probably 75% of the podcasts are recorded out here, which is kind of a shame because I have a $500 microphone at home that just kind of sits there and collects dust, because I just find I like the shows that are recorded out here because it makes them special, because that's why you listen to the show, because it's about Disneyland. So what better thing to do than to actually record the show at Disneyland? Right now, I am sitting in front of the Plaza Inn on a bench here right at the hub. It is surprisingly about 10 after 9 in the morning on Thursday, July the 5th. Now, I came out here to the park this morning to buy the latest one of the Lost Keys of Disneyland, and the new one happens to be a Pirates of the Caribbean key, and it is really nice. I like it. I think it's probably my favorite one of the ones they've put out so far, and it's kind of amber color, bronze, maybe like a dark bronze color. And at the top, it has the skull. And it's very nice. I like it. So it was worth the trip out here. Now, this time, I played it smart, and I bought two of them. Now, I had only bought one of the other ones because, unfortunately, outside of the first key, which I got here, I had to buy the other keys on eBay. And the last one I bought, I paid $42 for, and I really didn't want to pay $42 for the key, because you can get two of them with an annual pass holder discount for $20. So $10 a piece is a much better price to pay than $40. So since I had today off, I took a vacation day today and tomorrow, I decided that I might as well save myself $30 and come out here to the park. And plus, I like being here anyway. I can't stay very long because today is my anniversary. And I'm going to take my wife out to dinner at a nice fish restaurant, because she is a very big fan of shrimp. So that's where we're headed for our anniversary. And this being 2012 would be our 32nd anniversary. My, how time flies. Now, I've got audio on today's show of the 4th of July fireworks, which I recorded on the 3rd when I was out here. And I also have audio of the Disneyland All-American College Band. Now, I know on last week's episode, I kind of griped at them for playing the same thing over and over and over, and they do. It's the same routine. They do need to work on it a little bit, I'm afraid. He's a big fan of Stevie Wonder and Earth, Wind, and Fire, and they dominate the performance. But it's, you know, it's good. It's good music. They're excellent performers, so it's worth listening to. I wish I had it on video, because it's a much more enjoyable performance when you get something other than just the music, because they dance around and so forth. But Sorry, this is an audio podcast, so you'll get the music. And I also have the Voices of Liberty, which I spoke about on the last show, mentioning that I hadn't managed to get out here early enough to see them. Well, I finally did. On the 3rd, we managed to get out here early enough to catch their performance, which is right before Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. And being as this is the 4th of July show, kind of, although the last one was full of a lot of patriotic stuff, too, since it led off with the national anthem. But with the 4th of July, I figure it's worth two shows. It's, after all, the birthday of our country. So, you're going to get the Voices of Liberty and the Pirates. Yeah, Great Moments with the Pirates. No, the Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, which to me never gets old. So, that being said, I'm going to go ahead now and play the first bit of audio, which is going to be the Voices of Liberty and Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. So I hope you enjoy it, and we'll be back after that.
Welcome to the Opera House here on Main Street, USA. Before we begin this performance of the Voices of Liberty and Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, we remind you that eating, drinking, and smoking are strictly prohibited in our theater. And as a courtesy to the guests around you, please refrain from the use of flash photography and video camera lighting. And please, silence your cell phones and any other devices that may cause noise or lighting distractions. If for any reason you need to leave during today's performance, please exit through the doors to your right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland is proud to present the Voices of Liberty.
America. So hooray for For I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I soon will be in New Orleans, and then I look around. And when I find Susanna, I'll fall on the ground. And if I do not find her, this man will surely die. And when I'm dead and buried, Susanna, don't you cry.
meet like the voice of liberty. Now it is my privilege to present A Few Great Moments, Mr. Lincoln. The show was originally created for the 1964 World's Fair and later debuted here in the Opera House building in 1965. The show was a Disney treasure not only because it was the first to feature an animatronic figure, but because it was created by Walt Disney himself. Today you're going to see Mr. Lincoln brought vividly to life through the new use of technology and sound, video, and audio animatronics. Through the use of Disney magic, we invite you to relive A Few Great Moments, Mr. Lincoln.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Spencer County, Indiana, in my 8th year. It was a wild region, with many bears and other wild animals still in the woods. There I grew up. I was large for my age, and had an axe put into my hands at once. And from that to my 23rd year, was almost constantly handling that most useful instrument. I think that the aggregate of all my schooling did not amount to 1 year. At 21, I came to Illinois and thought of trying to study law. Rather thought I could not succeed at that without better education. I borrowed some law books, took them home, and went at it in good earnest. In 1854, the law profession had almost superseded the thought of politics in my mind, when the repeal of the Missouri Compromise aroused me as I had never been before. What I have done since then is pretty well known. If any personal description of me is thought desirable, it may be said I am in height, 6'4", nearly, lean in flesh, weighing on an average 180 pounds, dark complexion, with coarse black hair and gray eyes, and no other marks or brands recollected. Yours very truly, A. Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln became president faced with the terrible threat of civil war, a thing he dreaded. yet a calamity he was prepared to meet if he must.
Without union, the Constitution is only a piece of paper. I know there is a God, and that he hates injustice and slavery. I see the storm coming. I know his hand is in it. If he has a place, work for me. And I think he has. I believe I'm ready. And with God's help, I shall not fail.
Fort Sumter, the cannon spoke for war. Civil war, violent, devastating. Now had come the reckoning, the supreme test that would decide whether a republic founded on liberty could survive the terrible strife of men's passions.
Two brothers on their way, two brothers on their way, two brothers on their way, one wore blue and one wore gray. One wore blue and one wore gray as they marched along their way. The fife and drum began to play, all on a beautiful morning. One was gentle, one was kind. One was gentle, one was kind. One came home, one stayed behind. A cannonball. Don't think of the folks behind, all on a beautiful morning, all on a beautiful morning.
Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure.
10 brief sentences. So simple, so direct. Abraham Lincoln had not expected his words to live beyond their temporary moment. But time and history would dictate otherwise. And so today, his Gettysburg Address is immortal. A rich and treasured part of our country's heritage. We pay tribute here not to a man who lived a century ago, but to an individual who lives today in the hearts of all freedom-loving people. His prophetic words are as valid for our time as they were for his. And now, the skills of the sculptor and the talents of the artist will let us relive great moments with Mr. Lincoln.
The world has never had
good definition of the word liberty. And the American people just now are much in want of one. We all declare for liberty. But in using the same word, we do not all mean the same thing. What constitutes the bulwark of our liberty and independence? It is not our frowning battlements, our bristling sea coasts. These are not our reliance against tyranny. Our reliance is in the love of liberty, which God has planted in our bosoms. Our defense is in the preservation of the spirit which prizes liberty as the heritage of all men, in all lands, everywhere. Destroy this spirit, and you have planted the seeds of despotism around your own doors. At what point shall we expect the approach of danger? By what means shall we fortify against it? Shall we expect some transatlantic military giant to step the ocean and crush us with a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa combined could not by force take a drink from the Ohio or make a track on the Blue Ridge in a trial of 1,000 years. At what point then is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reaches, it must spring from amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves must be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all times, or die by suicide. Neither let us be slandered from our duty by false accusations against us, nor frightened from it by the menaces of destruction to the government, nor of dungeons to ourselves. Let us have faith that right makes might. And in that faith, let us to the end dare to do our duty as we understand it.
My eyes have seen the glory of the God, the glory. He is grand, the God, the great, the strength, the brave, the light, the mighty, the strong. His truth is marching on.
that was pretty cool. I hope you enjoyed that. That was, as I said, the Voices of Liberty. And as I'm quite sure you know, the Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln attraction. The audio, unfortunately, the Voices of Liberty, they sing a cappella and they also sing without any kind of amplification. So I pumped it up as much as I could without it distorting the sound. So I'm hoping that you enjoyed it, because I gave it my best shot. We'll see how it comes out, because of course I haven't mixed it yet, since I'm sitting here at Disneyland. Now, something else, just to let you know, a little background. I just bought a piece of equipment. I haven't received it yet. And it has a very funny name. It almost sounds pornographic. It's called a Aphex Oral Exciter Big Bottom, with a big bottom. And what it does, actually, is it makes the bass in your voice sound deeper. Now, one of my favorite podcasters, Adam Curry, I discovered uses one of those, and I love the way his voice sounds. And I have a reasonably deep voice, but I would like it to sound more like the old FM DJs. So if I can use a little bit of technical cheating to do that, I'm not above doing that. So I start sounding a little different in the next few shows on the stuff recorded with the microphone at home, you'll know why. And if I start sounding terrible, please let me know. Okay, well, on now with the audio from the Disneyland College All-American Band.
Oh! Yeah. But you also recognize that the truth is in the soul.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the band. I did. The band director is really a character. You should try to get out here and catch them. They'll be here for the next few weeks, I'm sure. I'm not sure exactly what the cutoff date. But they perform during the summer because, of course, they're out of school. So this is a good time for this. So try to get out here if you can and catch them if you're in the Southern California area. There's also a couple of videos on YouTube of them from past years, and I didn't notice if there was one this year, but I know I saw that there was one from last year. So you can get an idea of what they do. All right, now next up. Now this next piece of audio is not something I recorded myself. I found it on YouTube. Now this was recorded from some kind of a luxury box or something. It's the best video that I've seen of the World of Color show. Now this is a special 4th of July World of Color show. It's this year's show, the 2012. And the audio is excellent. There's not a lot of people talking about, you know, going to buy their churros and where the bathroom is and so forth, which you get on almost all Disneyland audio. You get a bunch of background noise like you're getting right now here while I'm talking. But the audio from that is excellent. So I'm going to play that for you. And as I said, it's the special 4th of July World of Color show. So I hope you enjoy that. And that's next up.
July celebration as we commemorate the birthday of this great nation. With joy, we celebrate the United States of America, a vast mosaic of individuality and inspiration, a vibrant palette of cultures and colors, a country whose pioneering spirit continues to live on in the hearts and minds of people who cherish freedom in this land and around the globe.
Thank you.
Now tell me, that wasn't cool. That was definitely, as I said, some of the best Disneyland audio that I've run across. There is a guy out here, I don't know how he gets a hold of the stuff, but somehow he has access to the raw tracks of the Disneyland audio, and he posts them on YouTube. So if you ever want to find something like that, I think it's Mr. Theme Park or something similar to that. But do a search and you'll find the stuff out there. He's got a website also. And it's amazing quality stuff. And he's also got some raw tracks of outtakes from different things. A lot of the old stuff. So he's obviously a cast member, Imagineer, somewhere high enough up to have access to these things. So you get a chance, get out on YouTube, take a look for that. Because they're pretty cool to add to your audio library of Disneyland stuff. All right, now, next up, I have the 4th of July fireworks show. Now, it wasn't the best 4th of July fireworks show I've ever seen out here, but it was pretty good. Now, I'm sure you've noticed if you've come out here often enough, they've got a core fireworks show that they use for all occasions. It's got the Mickey's head and the smiley faces and the boxes and those fireworks that they use those no matter whether it's a 4th of July show or the Christmas show or the Halloween show. They've got those elements to the fireworks show. And then they'll usually add a thing or two, you know, red, white, and blue, or you know, depending on what the holiday is, and make a little something special. And plus, they've got the projectors now set up to project stuff onto the castle. Now, I didn't notice them doing that with the 4th of July show. For some reason, they didn't seem to incorporate that into the show. The most use of that I've seen is at Halloween and Christmas. Those are the two best fireworks shows. The Halloween show, I think, is number one. Alrighty, well, next up, I'm going to play the Disneyland 4th of July fireworks show, 2012. So here we go with that.
Since history began, its people have celebrated the magnificence of this land. Tonight, we celebrate America, a land of many people, a country that continues to grow, a nation of courage and independence. America, the beautiful. Celebration as we commemorate the birthday of this great nation. With joy, we celebrate the United States of America, a vast mosaic of individuality and inspiration, a vibrant palette of cultures and colors, a country whose pioneering spirit continues to live on in the hearts and minds of people who cherish freedom in this land and around the globe. Oh, union stripes are so grandly united upon old glory, our nation's flag unites us all. Let us join together in salute to the red, white, and blue, and cheer the hopes and dreams that continue to shine throughout America.
Well, Podcateers, we have had a very pleasant afternoon and evening here at the park. As you have heard, we had the Voices of Liberty. We had the Disneyland All-American College Band. Now, that was recorded right in front of the train station here at Town Square. And last but certainly not least, you heard the 2012 Disneyland 4th of July fireworks celebration. Hopefully all the recordings came out really good so that they're part of the show. Well, we're going to wrap up the show with that, and I'm sure I've stuck a few other odds and ends in here. Usually, I try to put Disneyland commercials, ones that I like, that came out really good. I don't know if you noticed last week, I always play Summer Nightastic, even during the winter, because that's my favorite Disney commercial. But the one I played last week was a little bit different rendition of the commercial from what I have been playing. So I've got three versions of it now, so I'll alternate them so you're not hearing exactly the same thing. And then I had another couple of commercials out there, another summer one that I found, and I search YouTube for commercials, so I run across new ones from time to time and then add them to the mix. And I'll search and see if I can find any patriotic Disney stuff and add that to the show, because that's the theme of this week's podcast. Now, coming up here in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Disneyland's 57th anniversary, or birthday, however you want to call it. And I'll be putting together a special show for that. I'll have it out on probably the 15th, which will be 2 days before Disneyland's birthday. I try to put the show out either on Sunday or Monday. If Sunday's real busy, sometimes it leeches over into Monday. This week it ended up coming out on Monday, or that is last week. It ended up coming out on Monday, but that was a technical goof by me. I actually posted it on Sunday, but silly me, I forgot to attach the audio file. So if you went to the Podcateer website, you noticed that there was a posting, but there was no audio file. So you can read the text all about what the show was going to be about, but unfortunately, there was no show there. So I caught the problem when I try. I usually download the show myself on Monday morning. So when I tried to download the show and saw it wouldn't come down, I knew there was something wrong. So when I got home from work on Monday, I fixed it. So you got the show on Monday instead of Sunday. But like I say, it wasn't a lack of time thing. It was a technical difficulty. So, all right, Podcateers, as I said, I hope you enjoyed the show. Y'all take care of yourselves. You have a magical Disney week, and as usual, we'll see you at the park.
Join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from all us crazy Disney geeks here on Podcateer.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcateer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
Yeah, that's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.